This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. Many years ago, I was running a little nursery in Tucson, Arizona. It was at the base of A Mountain and beside the Santa Cruz River. It's A Mountain, not a mountain. If you've never been to Tucson, okay, it's a mountain because of the large A, a large rock A that's painted various colors throughout the years. And that A, back when they put that A on the mountain, made that A on the mountain, I think 1916, I think it stood for Aggies. Yeah, for Aggies at first. But now I think everyone thinks it's just Arizona, as in University of Arizona. And really, A Mountain isn't much of a mountain, rising, just a few hundred feet over the desert floor. I mean, the peak, the elevation of the peak of A Mountain is 2,897 feet, so not real high, right? It's not a sky island. And the beautiful Sonoran Desert follows it right to the top. And it's always been a busy place. I mean, the Santa Cruz River used to run, so indigenous people hung out on that rocky hill above the river. And even now, not so indigenous, but certainly local folks love to go to the top and hang out, hanging on A Mountain, that's right. And there's a great view of that whole valley from up there. And the Spanish, well, Tucson was there back in the late 1700s. You know, they would have sentries up on that peak, so it also is called Sentinel Peak. When I worked at the nursery below it, you know, I loved going up there and hanging out. You could find pottery fragments and grinding holes and lots of beer cans and many, many very cool plants growing up in those rocks. And actually down at the base and along the banks of that Santa Cruz River are wonderful old neighborhoods, barrios full of interesting plants and interesting people. I remember once while poking around in a neighborhood near the nursery, I spotted a scraggly, leafy shrub covered in tiny purple flowers and later covered in small, juicy red fruit, quite edible juicy red fruit. And you know what? I knew it was a wolfberry. I did. But what kind of wolfberry? What kind of Lycium. I was determined to key it out, to open up my Kernian people's Arizona flora to the family Solanaceae, the nightshade family, and go to the dichotomous key for Lycium and figure out what species I was looking at on the banks of the Santa Cruz River. Botany, of course, is a whole other language. I mean, I spent a lot of time in the glossary checking out the meaning of words like glabrous, smooth or no hair, tomentose, woolly, globose, funiform, peduncles, pedicels, ovoid, yikes. And are the flowers pendulous? I mean, these questions, are the flowers pendulous? I have to go look at the flowers. Are the stamens often exerted? Oh my gosh. But I persevered. I did. And it was and still is Lycium fremontii. Yay. And I found it blooming in those neighborhoods and all the way up A Mountain. Is that cool? It is very cool. I was elated and I thought, you know, I thought of that phrase, when the wolfberry blooms, a sentence, when the wolfberry blooms on A Mountain near the banks of that old Santa Cruz, it sounded so much like a song. And so I just couldn't help myself. When the wolfberries bloom on A Mountain on the banks of that old Santa Cruz, when the Lycium fremontii blossoms, I'll sing away your blues. We'll climb up on A Mountain on one of those hot summer days and look across the valley through a thick gray haze. I'll show you a wolfberry blooming. I'll show you a pottery shard. We'll take turns finding beer cans. I'm sure that won't be hard. When the wolfberries bloom on A Mountain on the banks of that old Santa Cruz, when the Lycium fremontii blossoms, I'll sing away your blues. Then I thought, you know what? I could use some of the words I learned keying that thing out. You say I'm growing glabrate. You wish I were tomentose. You ridicule my peduncle and make me feel morose. You say that your flowers are pendulous and your stamen are often exerted. I'm tired of your little problems. I think you're quite perverted. When the wolfberries bloom on A Mountain on the banks of that old Santa Cruz, when the Lycium fremontii blossoms, I'll sing away your blues. I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.